This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
When I think about Twitter and Trump, I think of the person who already knows they're going to have a surprise party, and they're like, now listen, okay, you found out we're having a surprise party for you, but just pretend that you're surprised. Surprise! Oh, my gosh! Oh, my friends are here. It's a surprise party for me! Oh, my goodness! And everybody's like, we didn't surprise you. Well, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised to learn that Michelle Obama goes, Trump needs to be stopped after the fake January 6th nonsense, after the election that was stolen, and Michelle Obama chimes in, and then Twitter begins an entire program to stop Trump. The five strikes. Oh, he's only got one strike left. I want you to understand, folks, in the most powerful guy in the world, in the freest country, and one bureaucrat from a company says, let's stop him. It would be like Target saying, Donald Trump can't shop here. Or wherever. Pick your store. He can't shop here. His business is no longer wanted. Can you imagine if Donald Trump had to make a mass announcement about something he knew about? And he couldn't get to the public square. He couldn't get. Can you imagine if the network said, we're not airing Donald Trump. He incited violence. Hey, let me ask you this. What if Twitter and Facebook and Google and all them figure out that while they were pretending that Trump was inciting violence, etc., on January 6th, and that we had a free and fair election, what if they found out that our elections weren't free and fair? And January 6th was created by the Democrats and pushed onto the Republicans. What would they do then? You think these leftists would go, well, our ideology is so totally wrong and we've got to change our minds. Or do you think they would just, but they would go, so what? We got rid of Trump. It was worth it. And I don't care what lies we told, because I'll get it out. I'm going to say this. I think they would stay the course. I don't think they care about the truth. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Look, I don't know. Elon Musk is broken. I think we're up to level, what, 4 or 5 or 6 on the Twitter files? Where do you want to go? Everything they've told you is a lie. You want to go to climate change next? I talked about that before. What are they going to tell you? If you know anything about science, here's the thing. I happen to be too smart for my own good. See, I'm an electrical engineer with a computer science and a math degree. And I understand the way the world works. I understand how climate works. I understand how the jet stream works, how the tides work. A little bit about the, I'm not the smartest dude on the planet by a long shot. But I know enough about stuff, and I'm observant. I'm observing. When you watch fight film, because you're going to get in the ring, you tend to be very observant about life. You watch the slightest little tendencies, like, oh, he pulls his arm back right before he punches. If you watch, he pulls his arm back right before he throws a kick. He puts his hip. He makes a slight adjustment to his hip. You're looking at little things. You're looking at their eyes. You're looking at how the tilt of the head changes or his shoulder moves. Just the hair. You become very observant. And when you're in comedy, you know what you do? You notice. You notice stuff. You notice how people move. Look at any episode of Seinfeld. You ever notice when people are on a plane or someone's up? It's Jerry Seinfeld noticing his world. And you know what most people do? They go through that world oblivious. They don't notice anything. Well, I notice media trends. I notice when there's a certain number of things that come up as headlines and you go, wait a minute. They're all saying the same thing. I notice when you go from channel to channel and you're hearing the same buzzword. You know, I notice when people start showing films and you see the same person over and over trying to get people to incite violence, And suddenly, nobody can find this guy. Of everybody that's been arrested, the one guy that you see in six videos who says, let's go into the Capitol and storm it, the Democrats completely ignore. I know this stuff. And now we learn that inside of Twitter, as opposed to dealing with Donald Trump as a normal individual who has a right to put his opinions on there, and oh, by the way, he's better than normal in the sense that he is the president of the United States. He's sounding the alarm bell on things that he's noticing people doing because he's observant. And you know what Twitter was doing? They were thwarting him and thwarting you. And now they allow people to call us maggots, which I proudly accept, M-A-G-A-T, maggots, on Twitter. They allow them to threaten. Do you know how many times I've been threatened on Twitter? So many. Honestly, it's dozens, if it isn't hundreds. Dozens of times. Now, admittedly, I'll file a violation, and occasionally they'll cut somebody off. But most of the time, I just block them. And, of course, whenever somebody threatened me or said, challenge me, I accept. I accepted 100% of them. No problem. And, oh, for the record, the people that are still listening to my voice that go, oh, Kevin, you're too chicken to do this, I accept. I've accepted your challenge. But you know what I've noticed none of them do? They won't follow through. Because number one, you can't fight. It's difficult to fight for something you don't really believe in. You might think you believe in it, but then when push comes to shove, and somebody's standing in front of you, and you go, you know, this really isn't worth it. For the record, I don't think any fighting's worth. There's not much that's worth fighting for. Family, things like that. You know, in other words, life and death. Yeah, most of the other stuff not worth fighting for. But I'll tell you this, I'll show up. And as Mike Tyson says, everybody thinks they're, you know, King Kong until they get punched in the mouth. Well, folks, we have just punched the left in the mouth. Everything that they say is a lie. You can look at it on Twitter with this dump, whether we're talking about the CDC, and we're not done with that because I want to play some more stuff because I want my audience to understand this. When I tell you that I'm noticing a trend and I'm noticing something, you should pay attention. Doesn't mean I'm the smartest guy in the world. Not by a long shot, but I'll tell you where I have most people. I have the knowledge. I have the inside scoop, something most people don't have. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
This is kind of old news, but we need to cover it because it just goes to show you the duplicitous nature of the left, and they're willing to lie. And but as I told you guys before, Trump and Elon Musk are two very different people. Elon Musk is operating on a whole other plane, and I'm not. You can pick and choose who you like better, don't like, or whatever. But Trump would say something, and he just went from common sense, and you know, and I don't know. I can't describe what he did, but his style is not one that lends itself to the long game. It's good for the short game. Elon Musk, he plays short game and long game, and he's doing it better than most people. I mean, better than I thought he would. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. We're talking about Twitter files and Twittergate and the lying that that company did, the lying that Jack Dorsey did before Congress when he says they weren't doing anything against conservatives. I tell you, Elon Musk could dump all the records, and you know what you're not going to find? You're not going to find an attack on Hillary Clinton, an orchestrated attack. You're not going to find orchestrated attacks on Barack Obama. You're not going to find orchestrated attacks on Pelosi, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Chuck Schumer. You're not going to find orchestrated attacks against Democrats. But what you will find, and what we already know, is you will find orchestrated attacks against conservatives, multiple conservatives. By the way, I saw Laura Loomer is back on Twitter. Good for Elon Musk and good for Laura. She's already back being an influencer. I want to talk about Adam Schiff. See, because Democrats have an acceptable level of hate speech. I didn't know this until Adam Schiff made his comments. See, the level of hate speech is governed by whomever is in charge of the social media platform, what you can and can't get away with. Because Adam Schiff tweeted that hate speech was on the rise since Elon Musk's takeover Twitter. Schiff said Elon Musk's Twitter has witnessed an uptick in offensive language against minority groups. He cited findings from a nonprofit organization called the Center for Countering Digital Hate. Now I'm going to stop you there for just a second and tell you, you want a boondoggle? You want a job that pays cushy, that has no bearing in truth? Go work for the Center for Countering Digital Hate. Because they allegedly found slurs against black people had tripled and slurs against women, Jewish people, and gay men had risen since Elon Musk took over. Yeah, here's what Adam Schiff tweeted. On Elon Musk's Twitter, slurs against black people have tripled. Slurs against women up 33%. Slurs against Jewish people up 61%. And slurs against gay men up 58%. Now, let me just stop you for just a second and tell you this. All those numbers pulled from betwixt somebody's buttocks. Do you know how many messages are on Twitter on any given day? Whose news feed are you following that you can give precision? Here's what I'd like to know, Adam Schiff. What are those numbers based on? Did you take a sampling? And where'd you sample? See, the devil's in the details, as they say. In this case, the devil is the detail, which is Adam Schiff. He's giving you completely bogus numbers. There's no way you can monitor everything that's on Twitter and go, here's what they're saying. This is the uptick against black people. This is the uptick against gays. This is the uptick against women. Not to mention, I already know. What really changed on Twitter after Musk's takeover? A few people came back. Not much. Twitter's still dominated by these leftist clowns. But Adam Schiff wants to convince you, I've got the data. I will present the truth. You just wait. I've got it. I've got the definitive truth that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians. I have it. Well, why don't you show it to us? I will. I'll show it to you. Well, Adam, we're still waiting. But he does have the Center for Countering Digital Hate's report that I would, again, I'm going to click on it one of these days and go look and see at the data. And you know what it's going to show? We polled 5,000 tweets on Twitter from the National White Aryan Nation League. And here's what we found. He says these numbers are abysmal and unacceptable. Today, Representative Mark Takano and I are demanding action. Here's what's interesting, most interesting to me. So, let's look at those numbers again. Slurs against women up 33%, against Jewish people up 61%, against gay men up 58%, and against blacks had tripled. What is Adam Schiff really saying? Have you thought about it? He never said a word when Twitter was owned by Jack Dorsey, and it was what I call pre-Musk Twitter. Whatever those numbers were, they were acceptable to Adam Schiff. Now I'm going to make you a bet. If Elon Musk had owned Twitter prior to this, and he was already stepping on stuff and allowing Trump to speak, Adam Schiff would have made a big stink about what the numbers were originally. But again, I defy you. Find me anything where Schiff has complained about anti-Semitism, anti-black, anti-women, anti-gay on Jack Dorsey's Twitter. I'll wait. Okay, I'm not going to wait. It doesn't exist. See, for Adam Schiff, there's acceptable levels. As long as you're doing what we tell you, I'm not going to get into your, I'm not going to taste your Kool-Aid. But when you change over and you decide to work against us and you start going for truth, well, now I'm going to put something out about you. And that's what he did. He didn't complain about it before, but now he's complaining about it. And then who defines hate speech? Based on what I've seen on Twitter, truth are lies and lies are truth. Look at all the people who got punished by Twitter. 99.9% conservatives. I keep asking. I asked it in the previous segment, in the previous hour. Show me where leftists got hurt. And what's defined as hate speech? Anything that is counter to the leftist narrative. So, oh yeah, it's all up. It's up because we're all now speaking out. We're saying, you know what? I don't believe the vaccine works. I think it's killing people. I don't believe global climate change is real. I'm not using your stupid pronouns because I'm not changing because of you. I could go on. It's hate speech, Kevin Jackson. You're hateful. I was banned for a site, folks, for daring to ask Jack Dorsey why the New York Times wasn't considered fake news, given that they completely reported wrongly on how Officer Sicknick was killed during the January 6th farce, and my tweet to him was deemed, I quote, a threat. So Musk fires back at Schiff, just so I can finish this off. He disputed the claim. He says false hate speech impressions are actually down by one-third now versus prior to acquisition. And you know what Musk is willing to do? He's willing to take those numbers, do an exhaustive study, and say, Adam Schiff, stop your lying. I'm looking at the data. You want to talk about this Center for Digital whatever? I got the real data. You want to go to battle? Go to battle with the world's richest man. Let's see how that works out for you. I'm telling you, I'm loving this Elon Musk purchase.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Rich Johnson. President Biden is touting the new report that shows inflation cooling, and he's taking credit for some long-term improvement.
Every single month of my presidency, we've added jobs, a total of 10,500,000 new jobs.
750,000 of them are manufacturing jobs.
The consumer price index rose at a slower annual rate last month. And 10 years after he came out in favor of same-sex marriage, the president's due to sign the Defense of Marriage Act into law. The bill mandates federal recognition for same-sex and interracial marriages. It is miserable in much of the USA as a massive storm blows across the country. It's even spawned tornadoes in parts of Oklahoma and Texas. Blizzard warnings are up from Montana to western Nebraska and Colorado. Sleet is the big concern in the eastern Great Plains. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Another fake witch hunt that Elon Musk shut down by Adam Schiff. Hey, don't let the actual facts that Twitter hate speech, as they want to define it, the leftists, is down by a third since Musk took over, that he has gone after the people trafficking in child pornography more than Twitter ever did, because they didn't even address it for the most part. But don't let that stop Adam Schiff from his newest witch hunt. I can only hope, folks, that Elon Musk decides to use his tremendous wealth to start investigating Schiff and all these other scurrilous Democrats and spreading more dirt, Twitter dirt, on them than they could ever imagine. I would use my platform to say, I got more dirt. You wait till tomorrow. I'm gonna be outing another Democrat. I would use my billions and billions of dollars to absolutely shut them down. I would tie them to everybody they're connected to. And I would have so much evidence. Look, if there's anybody that can do this, it's Elon Musk. This dude is practically his own government. He has so much money. And now he's got the social media mouthpiece. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. This is where you can find out more about me and the team. 844-551-8255. Twitter is exposing what we already know. I don't even think of it. I'm not holding it in any high regard because I already knew what most of the stuff that's coming out. It isn't new to me. Oh, it's nice to be validated. And some people go, vindicated? How can you be vindicated when there was nothing wrong? It's like, Kevin, you called them lying skanks, and of course they were lying skanks. How did it feel to be vindicated? It feels the same as when I said it. They were lying skanks then, and they're lying skanks now. And the only thing that's going to stop that, I'm talking about the Kavanaugh accusers, the only thing that's going to stop these lying skanks from being lying skanks is if they admit it. If they go, you know what? That Kevin Jackson was right. Well, I was talking about my hippocampus and stuff like that. I really had never been assaulted by Kavanaugh or any of his friends. It was a political witch hunt, spurred on by the Democrats who wanted to get him at all costs. I mean, tell us the truth. Tell us what we already know. Did anything I say surprise you there? Of course not. But you're out there listening going, that dude is, he's so amazing. He's a genius. You know why you think I'm a genius? Because you're a genius. You're already thinking what I'm thinking. And the only difference is I got the cojones. I cleaned it up to say it. And that's why he's brilliant. He's smart. You're complimenting yourselves. I'm not doing much. I'm nudging you. I'm just nudging you in a direction. I want to go back to the COVID lies, okay? COVID was pure and simple a money grab by leftists, allowed by, because of the Chinese bioweapon, they seized on that. I want you to understand, as opposed to coming to our defense and saying, you know what, guys, the Chinese unleashed this on us and there will be hell to pay in China. They didn't. They decided to strip you of your money and your liberty, along with the most lucrative money grab in history of the world for a single ruse. COVID offered validation of human nature, folks, whereby citizens, we, would self-imprison, wear useless masks. You know what I equate it to? The government saying, in the event of a nuclear blast, hide under the park bench and cover up and don't look at the light. Yeah, that's going to do it. So, you know what? Quarantine and wear that mask and do everything we tell you. Oh, and by the way, get that vaccine. That'll save you in as much as you ducking under a park bench during a nuclear blast. Hey, here's something for you folks. And if you don't know much about nuclear, if you can see the blast, you may be too close. I know. It can be seen a long way. It's like a volcanic eruption. It's like a volcanic burp. Boop. Yep. Don't look at the light. Just duck. So what? Massive amounts of. So what? You're gonna get. You know the. Have you seen a nuclear blast? The pressure wave that goes out, and of course, the farther away, the less it impacts you. But if you're half a mile away from a nuclear blast, pretty much you're toast. A mile away. Probably going to, the radiation's going to kill you. I mean, it's, but that's what I equate this to. What else did we discover about the collusion of the CDC with Twitter? What we discovered is that there is no separation between the government. We can get, you use an agency. Oh, it was the CDC. It was also the DNC. And it's people at these companies willing to do their ideology. I can't, look, I've been in manufacturing. I've worked in manufacturing most of my life, and then I got into sales. I have never represented a company or a product based on my political ideology. You know what I brought to the company? I brought my ideology, which was hard work. I did that, but I never went, I'm only going to make this good product for the conservatives. I'm only going to distribute the best product to the conservatives, to the Republicans. I've never thought like that. If you make a product, you make it good for everybody. I wasn't looking like, oh, it's kind of like people in restaurants. You know what they'll do? They'll spit on your food if they know you're a conservative. If I'm at a restaurant, I'm going to make delicious food. I want everybody to come eat my food. You know what I've learned in life? All of us got to eat. All of us are going to wear clothes. All of us are going to go to school at some point. All of us are going to want to go see a movie. And you know what? The last thing you want to do is proselytize. Oh, I only want this or that. It's insanity. And we do it now. It's part of the corporate culture to do this. So here's what I'm talking about in terms of government is linked to Twitter in order to influence your thoughts and your behaviors. And they're using media and social media. They just see social media as another tool, another arrow in the quiver. It's a big arrow, though. And so you have Zuckerberg giving $400 million, using his platform to suppress free speech, working with the FBI, working with the CDC, probably working with the FDA. We know working with the DNC. Why? Because they don't like what you're thinking. How dare you use that common sense, Kevin Jackson? I taught it. I thought I knocked it out of you in the 60s when you were coming of age and you were a child in elementary school. Why didn't you succumb and become a Democrat like we demanded of you, Kevin Jackson? I don't know. Like I tell people, I was never that stupid. Anyway, they go back to this. CDC guidelines on in-school mask mandates to, quote, political polling by liberal dark money group, the Kaiser Foundation. They linked CDC's guidelines back to the Kaiser Foundation, who is a liberal dark money group. The Kaiser Family Foundation, nonprofit organization focused on national health issues as well as the U.S. goal in global health policy, which means their leftist organization is going to tell you how to behave. They receive funding from platforms including, you ready? Google, Twitter, and its officials have served in both the Biden and Obama administrations. By the way, have you seen this graphic that shows the number of former FBI people who work at Twitter, pre-Elon Musk, maybe still there? You do know Yoel Noff, I think that's his name. Well, one of the guys that was a Twitter bigwig, ex-FBI guy, the attorney for the FBI. You want to talk about infiltrating? So, look, folks, these people are tied to the hip to these social media sites. It's not even hidden. There's no investigation needed. They've been infiltrated, and all that. When I was a kid, you know, coming of age, and I remember hearing about the Politburo, and they said this. Well, nothing in Russia is true. The Russians just pass the information to the Politburo, who screens the information and then gives it out to the people. And I thought, man, how crappy is that? You can't even get real news. It has to be scrubbed. And then I remember seeing the movie Good Morning Vietnam. And you remember when Robin Williams, he plays a somebody's wanting to get. No, maybe it was a Full Metal Jacket. Full Metal Jacket. The guy who plays the reporter, he wants to get the real story out, and the guy who's over the information says, you can't report it that way, and then he gives him another line, another headline that was completely different. And you just think to yourself, wow. I remember in that moment going, we do it too. We spin it. Up to that point, I was naive. I was like, oh, the Russians are spinning their news, man. That's horrible that people would do something like that. And then I saw where we were doing it in the Vietnam War. And then it made me think about, wow, they did do that. The body counts. And all the lies they told us. And I thought it was bad then. It is exponentially worse now. And now we have a new layer. We don't just have the media. We have social media, which can reach many, many more people. And a lot faster.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm disheartened to see what's going on with these vaccines or gene therapy, as I constantly go back and forth with labeling one or the other. But even more upsetting is that I can't believe that the FDA, where I've worked as a career medical officer, that I'm the only person who's out of the 20,000 employees or so at the FDA of physicians, pharmacists, nurses, public health officials, that's here speaking out about this. I don't understand. These people took oaths, and I don't understand why other people aren't speaking out.
That was Dr. David Gortler, speaking on vaccine side effects, and he's wondering, how are people not, how could you in good conscience as a doctor not recognize the truth that is so obvious that you don't need to be a doctor to recognize it? Same thing I say about global climate change. Same thing I say about the crime rate. The same thing I say about inflation under Biden. Same thing I say about Biden's foreign policy. Same thing I say about Biden's domestic policy. Same thing I say about LGBTQIA issues in your face every single day. When we're all just human beings. And I could go on. All the nonsense. That's him saying, look, folks, where are the doctors that are going to tell the truth? I just played a clip earlier in the broadcast with Kirk Milhone, a PhD, a cardiologist, talking about these various issues. And he's saying, look, this is not good. He's imploring people to take a look at this stuff. Here's Dr. Fauci the fraud himself, pre-COVID, speaking about, you know, just medical stuff in general. And you'll see, you'll get why I'm playing this clip.
This would not be the first time, if it happened, that a vaccine that looked good in initial safety actually made people worse. There was the history of the respiratory syncytial virus vaccine in children, which paradoxically made the children worse. One of the HIV vaccines that we tested several years ago actually made individuals more likely to get infected.
Yeah, but when it comes to COVID, and the money that got spent there, and the fact that HIV was only for gay men mostly, the interstitial virus, whatever, was mostly for kids, but this one that could cover the masses, well, we get to make a lot of money. So Fauci admits there are vaccines that are worse for people than the cure, than the disease itself. Some of them even create you getting the disease. I give you the COVID vaccines. It's unbelievable what we've learned. It's not unbelievable. It was a matter of time. The truth comes out, as it has with Russian collusion, Ukrainian extortion, bimbo eruptions by Trump, and January 6th, the 2020 election, the 2022 midterms. I could go on, folks. I got all day. Fauci is gone. He's a hero to the left, but a duplicitous scoundrel to those of us who know the truth. Elon Musk tweeted the other day about Fauci, and it went viral. Not that, I mean, everything Elon Musk does goes viral, more so than Trump. I'll tell you this. So one of my friends sent a note to me, says, Kevin, we should let Elon Musk run for president. I'd vote for him. I'm switching from Trump to Musk. I wouldn't go that far. I like the role that Elon Musk is playing. I don't want him as president. I'm just being honest with you. Trump is an amazing president because he's thinking of, he's just wanting to solve the problems that exist today. He's not thinking about long term. He's just like, look, you want to build a road? I can build you a road. I'll build it cheaper and better. But I do like Musk in this role. The new CEO took to Twitter and announced that the next Twitter files dump will reveal all of the censorship that occurred during COVID on Twitter. And I don't know. I mean, he's already started with the CDC stuff. And again, I come back to, he's not telling me anything I don't already know. But I'm glad that he's saying, no, these are them in their own words. These are leftists in their own words. He says the announcement came after a user asked Elon, when will we get the Twitter files on COVID? The info on the suspension of many doctors and scientists. Who was involved? And Elon Musk tweeted, oh, it's coming big time. But what he tweeted after that is what really got me. He said, my pronouns are prosecute Fauci. Yep, prosecute Fauci. And he put up a meme of Fauci. And here's what Newsweek said. Twitter CEO Elon Musk declared on Sunday that his pronouns are prosecute Fauci, taking aim at the top immunologist. Musk's early morning tweet about Dr. Anthony Fauci, the soon-to-be-retired chief medical advisor to Biden, is the latest case where the billionaire has won praise from conservatives on the social media platform. Let me tell you something. This isn't about conservatism. I feel sorry for many of the leftists who bought into this nonsense and who now suffer from those side effects of these vaccines. I feel sorry for many of the leftists who suffer from their cancel culture, the doxing that they do. All you got to do is go off the, say, you, all lives matter. I'm just giving you one. Jennifer Lopez says, okay, Black Lives Matter, but all lives matter. Oh, I know she did. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. And then she takes it back. Because apparently all lives don't matter. Only black lives. Black lives supersede all lives. Well, I'm black and I know that's a fallacy. And I can guarantee you, in the black community, it is a major fallacy. It is a blatant lie. So, don't try to sell your lies to me. Elon Musk probably has more dirt. I fall on the sword here, folks. I'm going to tell you right now. I said this was the most idiotic purchase, $44 billion, and he got people to throw in $13 billion. He got now. Look, I get it. If you want to invest with, you know, it's a sexy investment to be in with the world's richest man on something. Yeah, I'm partnered with Elon Musk on something. Yeah, I get that. If you got money to burn, fine. But when you don't have money to burn, because I sure don't, I'm looking at every and I'm going, if you want me to pay 10x what I would pay for something, you got the wrong Negro. You got the wrong Negro man. You got the wrong Negro man. I'll go a little Richard on you in a minute. So I'm not going to do that. But now that I see what he's doing, I would like to throw in some money with it, Elon. Took it private. Said, no, I'll get out of it what I need to get out of it. And he, look, I don't know how he's going to make money. I just heard he cleared off like over a billion bots. How many people were supposed to be on Twitter? Oh, did you see the announcement Elon Musk made where he says, we're about to de-bot the platform? And I was thinking, AOC and all these leftists out there that want to pretend that they're, look at all the people that I've got on social media. Look, I'm an influencer. And you find out they got 1/20th of what they actually say they had. I can't wait to watch those numbers drop. See, I remember I woke up one day from Twitter and I had lost 25, maybe 30% of my people. And I went, come on, I don't have that many friends that died. That was right before they cut me off. They were already culling us back. Well, now Elon Musk is saying, I'm getting rid of the bots. You're going to know who's following you. And I hope that he takes the spigot off of me so that I can actually grow my numbers. Woo, I'm about to get prolific on Twitter. If he lets me have my site back, I'm about to get prolific up in here. Anyway, they said, in his tweet, the 51-year-old billionaire appeared to mock pronoun use and said, my pronouns are prosecute Fauci. And then they give you the number of times that the comment was liked or shared. And other people saying, I affirm your pronouns, Elon. I was one of those. I said that. So they said this. I thought this was really interesting. As he prepares to step down from 5 decades in public health, Fauci is facing further investigations by Republican leadership over the director of National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases' connection to the origin of the COVID-19 pandemic and funding over a decade of gain-of-function research. See, that to me is too complicated. Just connect Fauci to the lies he told. Let's get all his emails. Let's get all his correspondence. Who he was dealing with as he was wishy-washy. Wear the mask. Don't wear the mask. I tell you what, if you wear the mask on your butt, then it'll really work for you.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.